just getting underway right now on campus at Polk Place. WCHL's news director Blake Hodge is on the scene right now at Polk Place, and he joins us now on the phone. Blake, what are you seeing? What's the turnout like, and what's the atmosphere?
Yeah, there's a large crowd out here. There's a lot of signs. The March for Our Lives signs are up. There's a lot of signs with the hashtag enough on them, and a large crowd gathering out here in front of South Building. They've got a lot of the sidewalks and things roped off to try to keep people on there instead of gathering out into the grass and things like that. But they are full back approaching the flagpole that's here at the middle of Polk Place, if you can kind of picture that in a straight line shooting back. And we're just getting underway here. But as you said, Aaron, there's going to be about 30 speakers, it looks like, here. And based on numbers we were hearing earlier today, that sounds about right. And that includes local elected officials and officials at the state level. We've got Mayor Pam Emminger expected to give some remarks later on. I also see State Senator Mike Woodard from Durham County up here. We've got Winston Crist, Elizabeth Adkins. Winston Crist is the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at UNC. Elizabeth Adkins is the outgoing student body president. Looks like Alan Boynsey from the town council, Jay Chaudhry, another state senator, Chris Blue, chief of Chapel Hill Police, all out here today. So we'll see what type of messages are being spread as we get started with this, which we are just now doing, but certainly a large crowd. Everyone is just pretty solemn at the moment, holding their signs up and reading through the names of those victims from the Parkland shooting right now.
What does the crowd seem to be like? Is it mostly students? Is it mostly community members older than students? What does it look like?
It's a good mixture, I would say, and I say that because there are a few people that look like they may be out of that kind of student age and community members, but it's heavily students, I would say. There's a lot of students out here who are stopping by. There's, you know, it's a nice day out, so a lot of people are just out walking and coming home from classes and things like that, and the crowd continues to grow as people are walking by and kind of adding themselves to the crowd here as we're getting started with this rally and now holding a moment of silence here.
Speaking with Blake Hodge, WCHL News Director. Blake, to get a sense of what the specifics of the message are going to be today, as we were talking about gun violence and school safety, those are very large issues with a lot of proposals. Is there sort of a targeted message, or is it just a call to action in general?
I was talking about this with Mayor Hemminger, as you were before, whenever she came by for her weekly conversation on your program, about the continued message, the persistence of a message of passing gun control legislation that is popular amongst the American public and things like that, that they have been continuing to push for. I expect that to be a major portion of today's remarks, and we'll, of course, I'm sure have some emotional moments, as we do have a couple of students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School expected to be with us today. So we'll, I would guess, have a wide ranging with the amount of elected officials that we have, students and UNC officials, that we'll get kind of the full gamut. But we certainly do expect this to be a continued call for action from lawmakers, specifically, I guess, at the federal level, to take some action on passing gun control legislation.